George Sugarman, born in 1912 in the Bronx, New York. He usually starts with a cardboard model and proceeds to a final sculpture only when commissioned. Our piece, Trio, made in 1972-73, is made of aluminum. No exposed bolts. Bright yellow. Color is important, he said. It is used to articulate the sculpture space. Trio was fabricated and delivered in one piece by Lippincott, Inc., a company founded in 1966 to fabricate monumental sculptures. Because of its extreme width, the truck journey here took 4 days because they could not use the turnpikes or freeways. The artist wanted it sited near the lake. Mrs. Bradley had the final say, and it was installed at its present site. It's a complex arrangement, but a pleasant unity. It's like a Bach fugue, the same notes in different sequences. If you view the sculpture from the south end, you may get the sensation that you are looking into the mouth of a whale. Where's Jonah?